I want to look at today for Parsha Shoftim. You know, at the end of the Sedra, this week's Sedra, the end of the Parsha talks about a war, and the Torah is an expression in its first source, which Devarim Parakov Pasuk Tes, Ki Sotzer El Ir Yomim Rabim Lochem Aleh. If you were a siege laid on a city, you were surrounded and so on, and you want to capture it, Lo Sashchis Es Eitzah. You're not allowed to uproot or destroy the trees. Lindoch alav garzen, you know, to take an axe to the trees. Kimeno sochel, because those are sources of food. Vosolo sichros, you shouldn't cut them down. Ki adam eitza sode levo lefanecha b'matzor. It's understood, it's a question, it's a rhetorical question. Ki adam eitza sode, is the tree of the field like a person that you have to get rid of him during a battle? That's how Rashi explains in the second source, Parakov Pasuk Yutes, Hariki Meshamish Dilma, Shema Adam Eitz Asode, right? Likanes B'chamotze Miponecha, Lisiase B'sui Rav, Etzamak Hanche Eir Lamas Ashkisano. Why should you harm the tree? The tree is not part of the battle. So from here it would seem that it's not proper during the course of a battle to cut down a tree which is a source of food. So the Gemara has in Makos, on Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara has a list of different lavin for which you get Malkos. So the Mask of Loravina, 3, Lechshav Nami HaKotze Silonas Tolos. Why is that not considered a lav for which you would get Malkos, Kotze Silonas Tolos? The lav is found here. So they have different reasons why it's not, but the Gemara says, but the Gemara here, the Gemara says that the Torah should be considered a lav. Now, that's the Gemara in Makkah. The Gemara in Baba Kama, of Tzadi Aleph and Beis, going over to Tzadi Beis and Aleph, has a statement of Rav. Okay, it depends how much fruit does a fruit tree produce, and Zaysim olives are different. But at the end of the first line, it says, "Amar Chanina lo shchiv shivchas bri el dekot teinos belozmanam." He relates a tragic story. My son, okay, unfortunately died at a young age. El dekot teinos belozmanam. He cut down a fruit bearing tree when it wasn't the right time. You know, he cut down a fruit bearing tree. Many people are very careful not to cut down fruit bearing trees or to cut down any trees. Like this in the Sefer Hasidim, Yehuda Chassid, it talks about not cutting down a tree for any reason. I think there's a shul, I think in Muncie somewhere, where they wanted to expand the shul, but there was a tree in the way, so they built the building in such a way that even part of the tree is inside the building, never cut the tree down. Okay, anyway, but that's what he attributes, this. So Chanina attributes the death of his son to this. However, right away, the Gemara says, Amar Ravina adds, Yimhoi Ma'ula B'damim Mutar, but let's say the tree is not such a good tree. The tree is worth more money as firewood, let's say, or for building purposes. The wood is worth more for that reason. That's expensive. Rashi says, "Doma v'yikarm levinya yosem ishak perosa." There's more productivity from this tree as building for building wood than there is for eating, and then it's mutter. Tanya mehachi katzrak eitz asher teida. Ze ilan machal is also the psukim in our sedra. You can only cut down a tree that's ilan machal kilo it's machal ze ilan srak. From Achish over, it's called dover matam alor kilo it's machal achdim srak lemachal yochal afim ledom tamal over rak. The Gemara has a whole derivation that it's not, that's only not to cut down any tree really, but you should, and you first go for the trees which are ilan srak, which means not fruit bearing. Okay. And the Gemara learns from Amiyot that if it's more expensive, more worthwhile for a beam, for building, and so on and so forth, then it's allowed. Okay, that's how the Rambam Paskin, we look in Hilchos Melachim, Paragvav, Alachachas, and Source 7. Ein kotos in Elon, Machos, Shechutz, Medina, Ein moni mehem, Amas, Hamayim, Kadesh, Yivshu, Shenemar, Lo, Sashchis, Es, Eitzel, V'chol, HaKotos, Loke. Lo, B'motzol, V'vad. The Rambam says right away, don't think, and that's an appears in the Gemara, because the Gemara Makkos said this should be listed as a regular lav. One could argue, based on the simple reading of the pasuk, this is a special lav that applies only when? During a battle of some sort. But the Gemara Makkos, by proposing it, should be listed as a lav altogether, implies it's not only during battle. The Rambam says, Mefurish, the lo b'motzo bilvad. This is not only limited to a battle. Ela b'chol mokum, kol kotzitz yilan maichol, derech hashchos aloke. Okay, if you destroy it, you know, derech hashchos, you get malchus. Aval kotzitz yin osim ha'im mazik ilonas acherim. But the Rambam says, if it damages, let's say sometimes you have the roots of a tree damage other trees. it grows in such a way that it's harming other trees. Or it's mazik property in another field and so on. It has to be derech hashchasa, where you're just destroying it for no good reason. Okay, just destroying it for no good reason. That's the idea. Okay, now, the Sifrei, here in our Parshin Shoftim, Piskei Resh Gimel, adds that this is not only true about the tree itself, okay, Rishmol Omer Mikan Chas HaMokom Al Peres HaIlon. The fruits also, the produce of the tree, also should not be just destroyed and wasted for no good reason. Okay? Kal v'chomer ilan, ma ilan she'osa peres, the tree produces the peres, so certainly the peres themselves should also not be destroyed. And this, of course, is, and the language of the pasuk is lo sashes, this is the iser of bal tashes. Right? Bal tashes, which applies not only to trees, but to other food also. Okay? And we know, based on this, you're not allowed to waste food, throw good food out for no good reason. You're not allowed to waste food. So I want to look at a few examples of that through some of the sources. You're not allowed to waste food. It's not just a matter of chopping down a tree, but bal tashkes. We were little kids, you know, we threw something in the garbage. It was a half-eaten sandwich. So, bal tashkes. And the other kid would scream, or the teacher would scream, bal tashkes. I remember when I was in elementary school, so there was a country in Africa called Biafra. Probably still a country called Biafra. And it had a terrible famine there. And it was a whole thing that the people were dying from the government of starvation and so on. So it had all these rallies and things that the United Nations should help and people should send food and so on, the whole big thing. So I remember when we were having lunch, when I was in the 7th grade or 8th grade, whatever it was, and a boy took one bite out of a sandwich and he threw it into the garbage can. And the teacher said, it's Baltashkas, people in Biafra are starving. So he said, took the bag and said, here, send this to them. You know, you can mail this half-eaten peanut butter sandwich to them. But all joking aside, that's the sort of bal tashkes. The Gemara says in Shabbos, on Kuf Mem Beis, Amar Chisna, Haiman de Efshel Lamechel Nama, the Sari, Benach Ochel de Chiti, Karv Mishum bal tashkes. Okay? It says, if you're able to eat something, I want to see what it means exactly. If you're able to eat something, Nama de Sari, the bread made out of barley. Instead, you eat bread made out of wheat, okay, and you get rid of the other one, and you're perfectly satisfied eating it, and you get rid of it to eat something different, that's bal tashkes. Or a papa says, you can drink this drink, and it said you get rid of it and drink another thing, it's they say it's bal tashkes. And everyone said, that's not true. V'lav milsi bal tashkes to gufa adit. But the question of a person's preference, you can decide what you want to eat. But at least in a hamlin, it more says anything. And therefore, anything even, you know, to waste anything, even for, you know, for something better. So the Rambam Paskins there in Hilchos Melachim, source 10. V'loha ilonus bavad elakol hamishaber kelim v'karei abegadim v'hareis binyan v'sosei mayan o'maber machos tachashkosa over baltashes and elok elamachos marvitz v'divreim. This is like we had in the Yerdeish. Remember, sometimes the ikur iser is one thing. Many we had that by one example that I give it about the shaktsu, right? You know, that it's not about the shaktus, it includes other things also. So, but you don't get malchus for it. You only get malchus for the ikar iser, what's written in the Torah. And we discussed that, right? So this is another example, I guess, I could have given over here. Torah speaks about chopping down trees, but the Rambam says anything, tearing clothes, blocking up a source of water, wasting food, all these things, it's included under bal tashkes, although you'd get malchus mardus midirayim. So, with this in mind, there is a statement of Masechet Sofer in Perek Gimel Lach Yud Ches, 11. Ve'ein nohagin bizayon be'ochlin. You're not allowed, even if it's not wasting, you're not allowed to be mevazit, to treat food disrespectfully. Ve'ein zorkin ochlin mokol mokol. You shouldn't throw food around. That's what it says here. Okay, you shouldn't throw food from place to place. Sometimes people, especially a bunch of people, get candy, whatever, they throw it in different directions. It says you shouldn't throw food. That's what it says. Ein zorkin ochlin mokol mokol. And Lo yeshiv adam agavi kupa malei tamar megrogos. You have a box, yeah?
Are all fruits considered the same in this regard? Like, I feel like candy would be different.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Okay, we'll see some. Okay, I hear it just says ochlin. Okay, now it says so. And here we may see the difference. You shouldn't sit on a box that has tamarim ogrogros. Avo yeshiv agavi kupa malei kitnis or agavi igul shaldvel mishanoguka. The Brisa here in the Masechet Sofrim already makes a distinction between different types of food. Things which are not so choshev to start with, so the minhag is that it's okay. Okay? But, v'ein ochlin, ochlin, be'ochlin. See what it says? don't use food as, you know, a means to eat other food. Okay, sometimes you have a crackers by the chopped liver, so I'm not interested, and there's no forks around. So I take a cracker, and I dip in a chopped liver. I don't eat that cracker, I just eat off the chopped liver. I hope you're not going to re-dip it, that's already a germ question. But even if you're going to throw out the cracker, right? So that's what it says, don't use food to eat other food. Okay? And again, there are some distinctions that the Braisa mentions over there, which you can look further. And it's similar, the Gemara has in Brachos, Nunam Beis. Tanarbana Arbo, Nor never Bepas. So here, Shlomo, these are things which are by bread, which is considered, of course, the most important of the foods. Right? Ein manichim basar chai alapash. You shouldn't put raw meat. In other words, let's say you leave your place where you defrost your meat, so there's a, you don't want to put it right on the countertop. In those days, you have tinfoil. So you put it on, rest on some bread. That's a bizik for the bread. That's what it says. Ein, you don't put basar chai alapash. Yeah.
In terms of using food to eat other foods, is there everything that would be like bomb and egg? They have like bread bowls with like onion soup in it. I've seen that before.
Yeah, the bowl becomes the bread. You don't eat it. Let's see. No, but then but a lot of times you don't eat the bowl. I mean, it becomes the, right? It's only the bowl itself is made out of a baked something or other, right? It's on bread. Yeah, sometimes. That might be included in this. Might be, I don't know. A lot of times people do it. It's at least edible. You personally may not like it, but what, huh? But that's part of the food, yeah.
If you're going to eat it, then...
Yeah, for sure it's okay. Yeah, I can dip the tam-tam into the herring, I can eat both, it's okay, yeah. But you know, I put raw meat on top of bread. I remember one time, I always tell the story to describe what it's like living in yeshiva, boys living in yeshiva. Before you get married, you live in a dorm somewhere. I remember once here, over here, I went to visit my friend. He was in the Reuben dorm, and I opened his drawer. I need to borrow a pen. So I opened this drawer, and inside the drawer was a steak defrosting. You know, like, there's paper clips and rubber bands and pens, and there's a steak defrosting. I said, I'm not a mefunuk so much, but I thought, he said, well, close the drawer. It's warm in there. What are you going to tell you? I need nowhere else to put it. Okay, imagine a girl's dormitory, that would not happen. I have a suspicion. But then a boy's dorm, whatever. Boys are not as. I went to visit my nephew in the Mir. He had one of these small dirot, the small apartments in the Mir. I think it was it was March. It was almost Purim, but they still had the oil from the Hanukkah. It was still sitting in the same place it was the last night of Hanukkah. 3 months before. Okay, that's right. But anyway, but you're not allowed to put it on low yeshiv. So ein mechem basach alapas, ein mavir and kos mole alapas. You shouldn't pass a full cup over bread because it might drip. That's what Rashi says, right? My drip onto the pas. Vein zorkinus, we shouldn't throw bread. Vein somkinus a karba pas. Again, support something else with the pas. Okay? The Gemara discusses, as Ravash, Marzutra Ravashi, and Amemo were together, and he did throw something, but it wasn't bread. And there's a question, but Tanya, the Bryce says, Kashem Shein zorkinus pas, Kashem zorkinus Oakland. Again, your point, Shlomo, maybe bread is different. Okay? And it's because they're conflicting brises. The Gemara then brought us nun quotes. One brise says Kashem Shein Zorkinus Apas Kain Zorkinus Ochlin. There's another brise says Afal Pi Shein Zorkinus Apas Avo Zorkinus Ochlin. What's the distinction? The Gemara says Had Mimidi De Mimas Had Midodo Mimas. Will it get ruined? Okay, will it get ruined? If you throw certain things, they land, they get mush, they get ruined. Other things are harder, they won't get ruined. Okay, you throw a nut. A walnut, let's say, to somebody, it's not going to get ruined. If you throw a strawberry to somebody or a blueberry to somebody, it's going to mush, right? That's the Gemara makes that distinction. Okay. Then at the very end, the Gemara says with a practice, okay, Tana Rabban, because when we throw about food, when do we throw food in shul? An ofruf, right? An ofruf with a bar mitzvah, right? They throw candy at the bar mitzvah boy. Okay. I'm not sure I asked them to do it wait till after the haftarah. It's a little, not in the middle of the tumult. But anyway, but the people throw. So that's in the Gemara, sort of. Gemara, Nunam Beis and Brochas, two lines on the bottom of that, source 12. Tonar Bonam, Mamshich and Yayin, but Sinoros, if they chosen, if they kala, they would pour wine through some sort of pipe. That's some kind of a simon brocha. Okay? With Zark and Lifnam, Kloyos, or Egozim, you can throw nuts and other stuff at the chosen and kala. Now they're going to have it also. They come out of the, you ever see that? They walk out of the church or whatever, and then they're throwing rice or whatever. So the Chazal had that practice also. You can throw things, but bimos hachama, avalov mos hagshamim. Okay, but only during the summer when it's dry. There's no mud. Otherwise, it lands in the mud again. Bizer ochlin. Here, if it's dry, then it lands on the floor. So that doesn't ruin, huh?
Pick it up
and wash it or eat it or whatever, exactly. So they make that of a low gluskose. Gluskose, some have a baked a cookie of some sort, a soft thing. Then low mosacham, low sag shaman. Okay? So this is the situation. Now, Rashi said the reason was okay with these yayin b'tzinoros. Look at Rashi, third line on the bottom of source 13. Mamshichin yayin b'tzinoros. Yishum simento, somehow it was a simento that their marriage should be like wine flow and so on. Why? The ain kam yishum bizarre have to be kabin also barosh piat sinor bakli. At the end there was a this pipe, there was some kind of a cup. So it landed in there. So what is your ochlin? It just went through. That's what Rashi says. The Rabbi Yonah, okay, is not so clear on that. Okay. Rabbi Yonah on the Rif and Brochas Lama Zan Rebeis, the page of the Rif, okay, says again, talks about these different things about Moos and so on, and I'll find what I'm looking for. I'm not going to be able to do everything today. Look at the next page. Mamshich and Yain Mitznos and Chos and Kala. The low Nachos Bezem Shum is open. The Bizi Kazem Mutam Shum is Simchas Chos and Kala. Notice what he said. Rashi said it's no Bizi Ochen. Why? Because the wine lands up in a cup at the end of going down, it's flowing down this pipe, it lands up in a cup. The Rabbi Yonah doesn't say that. The Rabbi Yonah says it's mutter because it's simchas chasam akala. So it could be that he learned even if the wine gets wasted and it lands in whatever, you're not going to scoop it up and drink it, it's still okay. Why? Mishum chasam akala. All right? Because somehow simchas chasam is a mitzvah, so that outweighs, right? Simchas chasam that outweighs. That goes back to what we said before. If there's a positive purpose, that's not called bizurcha. At the same time, he is against this practice of throwing klaus v'chitin. He says, I think the minig, he says, mekan nirisha minig sh'osim b'harb mekomos lizo chitim of sh'orim ala chosim ala kala b'shar sh'onochos ala chuppah sh'enochon laso. We don't do it when they go to the chuppah, but we do it by the offer, right? Sh'enochon laso sh'ken elmos ha'cham ovad. Okay, or when even bosak shomim, but it's already dry. The rainy season came to an end. But the aval kishar it's lacha yeshlochus for bizu ochlin. Okay, but it's bizu ochlin and so on. So he's not wild about the practice. It's certainly not during during the season when the stuff's going to get ruined. Okay, the rush. Parag zayin tzim lambeiz yesh nogim lechol dais v'chavitza bepas. This is the other thing about dipping. Okay, the rush quotes that some people have the minhag to use bread. To scoop up. Dice is some kind of a cereal, you know, but it's mushier, so they don't have utensils like we had today. So you scoop up the thing with bread, that's bimkom kaf, in place of a spoon. Why? Here's your point. Kevan sholchan apas, the Rosh. Eat the bread too. You have a sandwich, sort of, bread with fat or cracker or something like that with food, that's mutter. Okay? That's not considered bizui. And they quote the Rosh. He says here, now, the fact is that in Masechet Sofrim, it didn't seem to make that distinction. Masechet Sofrim says the very act of using it is a bizui ochlin. The Rosh seems to say, no, it's okay if you eat it, because that's part of the eating process. Masechet Sofrim, he says maybe it's not allowed even, you know. But anyway, he says at the end, Reis Yigdolim should ochlin b'chol pa ma'at min ha'pas im ha'daisa. People did it, but the Gedolim should take a little bit of a bite. Okay? The Shidduch Betz is there, and Brochus also mentions about throwing a chitim and so on, b'mosa gshomim, but look what he said at the very end. Back to your point, Shlomo. Look at the last line of 17. V'esh omrim, the chitim lo chashiv ochel agabe ha-milsa. That's like the Rabbi Yonah again, right? In other words, if it's simchas chos and kala, his chitim is not considered food for this purpose. Okay, that takes care of that. Let's do the Orchas Chaim, is one of the Shonim, okay, and in Hilchos Suda, O Islam and Beis, and it's really summarized in the Kolbo. The Kolbo, they ever see the Sefer Kolbo, it's more or less a summary of the Orchas Chaim. Question, well, who wrote what? But in any event, he says as follows. Let's look at 19. Klal Gadol Omer Chazal, Ochen U'Mashkin. T'chol Hefzer Ochen U'Mashkin, Der Bizui, U'Be'inyan Shim Asum Lecholom, it shows Osir. Ketzad, Ein Zorkin, Oakland, Bechdeshi, Yamasu, Yavsil, Melecho, Ein Somkhan, Karbapas, the Osan Rosh, Mason, Karbapas, Alvish, Oakland, Osan, Harkak, that's your case. They put food in bread, they eat it afterwards. That's the soup, in the onion soup in the baked container. Okay, that's this case. He says, Lo Tov Osan, he doesn't like it. Okay? Kosov Haram, when he says the Ram, most likely is referring to Abraham Rutenberg, but Nun Ayin. Nun Ayin stands for Nishmoso Eden. May his soul rest in Ghana. We say Zatzal or whatever. More common in those days, there were Nun Ayin. Okay? Ein Lasos Kaf Ben Alechem Lechem Elim Kein Ocham Ben Akaf Bechol Pam. Don't make bread into a spoon unless each time. You see, with the soup, you know, if you eat it, you don't eat it till the end. Here, if you take a small bite, you have a cracker. You take, cracker, you take a dip in the chocolate, you take a bite. And then you dip it back after, again, sanitary issues aside. So you take the other side of the cracker, which wasn't in your mouth. You dip that in, that's okay. Okay? The game lachtoch was on a pass, again, they would cut on the meat and so on. We saw that already. The Rambam brings the dinim of brachas, for example, for a test. All the dinim. Ain't manichin bosach chal a pass, ain't marin kosmol a pass, ain't somal karpas, ain't zorkin a pass, below is a chatichos. Okay, below is a chatichos, below is a ochin shaylan klipin. Okay, fruits or foods that have no peels, no protective peels. Don't tutim, banovim, utainim, strawberries and grapes and the figs and so on, they get ruined if you throw it. And then nimosim. Okay, allows the wine during to be put, go through these pipes with eis chasanim and to throw closer goes and those are common up as ukshamim. Okay. Bein opli nidan biayin. You shouldn't use wine to wash your hands. I'm not sure why, but let's say, you know, some other liquid to wash your hands. And bechein ein mafsidin shar ochlin. You should not waste other food. Umashkin derech bizuvita. These didn't appear in the Shulchan Aruch. In Archaim Kuf Ayin Aleph. Okay. Shulchan Aruch paskins osa adam tzocha befas. You can use bread, but hani mila delo mimis be, as long as it's not getting ruined. And again, it gives you the same examples. Okay? And the Mishabura writes, it's about Beis and Gimel, this is true of all foods. Okay? You can use it for what you need it for, but not in a way that destroys it or ruins it. Okay? Look at Sifkot and Dalet. What if you've done it for refuah purposes? Okay? You've done it for refuah purposes. Then it's permissible. Okay? For refuah. Again, you have time, if you're interested, you can look through these dinim, the regular dinim, Shoharach and Shavua. Bottom line is, you have to treat food with respect. Okay, now, just to give a few examples in halacha where this comes up. Okay? Brachos nun beiz man alaf, nun beiz beiz, the famous machokas beisham beisilo. By my machronim. Should you clear the table first, or should you bench first? So Tan Rabbanan, Beis 23, Beis Shammai Omrim, again, I don't have time to go through everything here, but Beis Shammai Omrim, Mechabdin es habayis, v'achar kach not on yadayim. Mechabdin es habayis means, you know, you clear off the table, and then you wash hands, my machonim. Shimata Omrim, not on yadayim tchila, nimzat ha-mafsir es ha-ochlin. Because you're going to wash your hands first, and people are passing around water at the table, and there's food on the table, and water spills, so you've ruined the food. That's a Beis Shammai. Okay? That's a shaman. He says why? Mishum perurin, because of the crumbs, other stuff that's on the table. If the waiter is a tamar chacham, he gets rid of. Cause this doesn't apply. This whole din of treating food with respect. I have a crumb on the table. It's not even edible. I have to be careful. Nothing should get wet. So the minimum, the minimum shear is always a kazayas. In other words, if you have some crumbs on the table, they're going to be thrown out in a minute anyway. Not really edible. Who's eating the crumbs? That's okay. So the waiter is a tamar chacham. Knows to clear off the table first, get rid of everything that's a kazayas, and then you can leave the pirun shemrim kazayas. That's okay. All right? It's a question whether you can, once it's a piru, and that's an eskimar, is it mamish, or is it only it's mutter if it happens by mistake, but biyad, to intentionally ruin even crumbs would not be allowed. That's the gemara. Anyway, it's machokas b'sham b'sil. In this case, it's the halacha is like b'shamay. Halacha is like Beis Shammai. Okay? And again, the concern is Hefsid Ochlin. And what does Beis Hillel then hold? So Shita Metzis explains. Beis Hillel holds you shouldn't have, you have to have someone at the table who knows what he's doing. Okay? But he can't say that it's also just on crumbs. All right. Anyway, so that is an example. That is an example where this din comes up. Let's skip skip sources. Yeah.
Would you say, just for a reason, that